Day 10 at COP17 and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon announced today that leaders must take action as UN works as one team with them as they display their strong commitment to the climate change conference.
This is the place where United Nations really shows, demonstrates our strong commitment to work in one family, one United Nations. Of course, you know, we have been doing all the times. But unfortunately, there are some misperceptions that United Nations is somehow fragmented and delivering and acting independently, separately. But under this CEB system, we are really doing as one team. This is, even though this is once in a year time opportunity, but a very good opportunity that we are showing our strong commitment. I'm always encouraged when I see the talent of the United Nations gathered in one place, focused on the most important issues of our time. The topics you have discussed today could not be more relevant to our common future or more urgent. Climate change is to stay. It never goes away unless we take action now. And emissions continue to rise. Last year, the emission peaked. The highest amount of greenhouse gas emissions were emitted. The impacts are increasing. We have seen, and I have seen for myself. Recently, I was in Thailand. I couldn't say properly how to describe the feelings and situations I have seen. I have seen so many places around the world, the impacts of climate change, and I've been really trying to send the strong messages from the places where I have seen this. That's why I have been busily traveling around the world. You name any places where I have not seen, I have not been there. Wherever you can see this impact of climate change. We all know the reality, and yet all too often, we continue with business as usual. These messages seem to be crossed, but people forget the next morning. I'm here to tell you that those days are over. The business as usual must go out of business. And this is why we are here today. The UN must be a model for business unusual, UN, with a capital UN, business unusual. Then how do we do? How we should have to do? I have four action plans or suggestions for you. First, we must continue to advance the case for action, drawing strength from both climate science and economics of sustainable green growth. UN bodies have done important analytical work to support these arguments and to assist the governments in creating national climate policies. For example, the Green Economy Initiative has bolstered the case for low carbon growth and development. The Global Framework for Climate Services is a new initiative that will enable us to better gauge the pulse of our planet. Armed with this information, communities can make more informed decisions about how to adapt local agriculture, housing, or water supplies for changing climate. As Achim Steiner very eloquently stated during his summing up, all these member states of the UNFCCC should take their own measures. You don't need to wait until this comprehensive globally binding agreement will be reached. As I said yesterday, unfortunately and sadly, that we may have to be very practical about our expectations about a binding agreement. It may take some more years. then do we have to stay as a business as usual? I think all the countries, developed or developing world, they should take their domestic measures. We have seen many good examples in many developing countries in Africa. We have received at least 118 cases of national policy targets or renewable energy targets. Second, we will continue to support governments as they implement agreements already reached, including the Cancun Agreement. All the leaders of the UN system organizations are committed to providing you, the member states, with the tools and know-how for strengthening capacity, accessing finance and technology, and supporting energy-efficient, clean, and climate-resilient growth. We have defined the priority areas ranging from adaptation to technology transfer. We are helping countries navigate the complex maze of funding sources and investment criteria. And just coming from climate change financing high-level event, together with the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Meles, and the Prime Minister Stoltenberg of Norway, we discussed how to launch first Green Climate Fund as soon as possible from this Durban, and how to fund this short-term financing as well as long-term financing facilities to developing countries. We are assisting in developing national mitigation and adaptation efforts. In particular, we are supporting the most vulnerable, those countries that are suffering most from a problem that did least to cause. We are pushing for effective action where it matters most, from creating mass markets for solar water heaters to developing and testing drought-resistant crops, from protecting forests to improving disaster risk reduction. We are showing that solutions are available. A third, we need to listen and learn from those we serve. The UN system is committed to listening to you, the member states. We need to know your real needs, your concerns on the ground. And we want to learn from your experiences, both in implementing global agreements and in pursuing national plans. The fourth, as I said earlier in my remarks, at the beginning of my remarks, UN system must continue to deliver as one. A business unusual requires nothing less. Time is short, and these are great. Our expectation from here, from Durban, that we must implement all what had already been agreed in Cancun, including this launch of Green Climate Fund. We must have a clarity on Kyoto Protocol. And this is what we are obliged to carry on as leaders of this this time. And I'm committed, and my colleagues and all United Nations staff are ready to assist you and to work with you. And I really count on your strong support and participation wherever you may be coming from, developing or developed world. This is a common challenges which we must overcome. Thank you very much.
For the latest on COP17 and to download clips, visit Bush Radio News at bushradionews.blogspot.com.